This podcast is supported by Cartier. In celebration of the Trinity Collection's 100th anniversary, Cartier shares testaments of love in all its forms from around the world. Please keep listening for today's love story later in this episode.
You ready, Mia?
Sure.
Hello, hello, hello. From the New York Times, I'm Dan Jones.
And I'm Mia Lee, and we're the editors of Modern Love.
Every year, our job is to read thousands of love stories, and we bring the ones that we really love the most to you.
The Modern Love podcast is coming back
with a whole new season of love stories.
She reassured me that none of this was anyone's fault. It was simply our fate, which had been written long before he and I met.
I felt a bit in love with you, she said. I thought I'd have some luck to meet a wonderful person from England.
But that's not what I said, because what I actually say to my mother and what I should say to my mother are rarely the same.
Then she stood up and walked away without looking back. I tried to follow, but strong hands gripped me.
The whole room were just so happy for you. Like, there you are!
It was beautiful.
We get about maybe 13, 14,000 stories a year.
Many different kinds of love stories.
And it's a lot to sort through. But a beautiful, powerful, emotional story is always a joy to discover.
And we're going to share with you some of our favorites. So we hope you'll tune in and join us. New episodes will drop every Wednesday afternoon.
We'll have more personal stories from the complicated love lives of real people.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, Graham, three other men asked you to get married?